and
Oddworld.
Hey Oddballs, I'm your host Jensen, and welcome to episode 20. Today, I am just going to get right into it. I am sipping on my coffee, and I'm just feeling it today. So, let's get into it. And today, I'm going to be telling you about a piece of paranormal equipment. So here we go. I'm going to be telling you about thermometers and thermal cameras. Thermometers can be a great way to detect temperature changes, which may signify a paranormal presence. Thermal cameras are the perfect tool to visualize temperature change in the environment. Basically, if you know what a thermometer is, it detects temperature. That one's pretty self-explanatory. And a thermal camera, if you're unsure, it's like a video for the temperature change, and it's pretty cool. My husband actually bought one for a minute to check for leaks around the house, but of course I went and used it because I've never had one, and like used it to see how it could be used in ghost hunting, because I know a lot of ghost hunters use it, and it's pretty badass, and I would like to get one for myself. And I did the whole like put my hand on something and took it away just to see how long the heat would last on the surface, and I need to get one for myself. And if you're wondering why I just can't use my husband's, well, he sent it back. But anyhow, that is what a thermometer or thermal cameras are. I mean, this paranormal equipment lesson is a pretty easy one. It's just in case, like, you're trying to figure out what would be the best tool to use and, you know, kind of just like what your options are out there if you're not sure. So I hope you learned something, or if you're like, oh yeah, I wanted that, I just popped it right back in your brain for you. Anyhow, we're going to move on to stories. So here we go.
This comes from JimmyB4314 on Reddit.
This is going to be a long one. Please bear with me. My girlfriend has been on a paranormal kick lately, which is prompting me to finally speak about my experiences, and I wanted to relate to others who may have dealt with similar experiences in the past. A little background about myself. I've never been extremely religious, although I was raised in a Catholic setting for as long as I can remember. I hated churches. Not because they were boring or smelled funny, but because of the amount of chills and feelings I'd feel. I kept this to myself as a kid, and I didn't think anything of it. Growing up, I never had any profound experiences that I can vividly remember. However, I do remember the chilling sensation or feeling I would get while in a church when speaking about the paranormal subjects and or visiting historical sites, whether on a field trip or with family. Visiting Graceland in Memphis, Tennessee was the first time I felt as if I lost my breath and feeling a heavy sensation over my shoulders as I walked in. I was about 13 years old. I like to believe it was Elvis welcoming in his fans to see his home. Fast forward 6 years, I'm 1 year removed from high school, having already experienced quite a bit of death from fellow classmates, friends, family. The feelings at the churches and funerals were still present. I was lost after high school and did not know what to do. I had a good friend of mine who was on his way to play college football at a school named Benedictine, located in a small town of Atchison, Kansas. I decided to go with him, knowing little about the area or town. The summer leading up to the school year, we cross over this little bridge, and I instantly had that feeling again. Just a presence that never left anywhere I went in that town. I know and have heard a lot of stories about Atchison, However, I have never spoken to anyone else that has had experiences there. Which brings me here. That summer weekend, we were helping some friends move into a rental home that they would be staying in for the next year. The night getting in, we didn't move any furniture and ended up playing some games and then falling asleep. As there was no furniture in this home, my buddy, his girlfriend, and I slept on the floor in sleeping bags. They slept on one side and I slept on the other. About 6 in the morning, I woke up in a pool of my own sweat with my back burning. I went outside and took my shirt off to cool off. As I was sitting there, I started throwing up profusely, which was odd as I hadn't ate the night before or had anything to drink in the morning for the amount of vomit that came up. My friend hears me and comes to check up on me. As he is doing so, he asks how my back got scratched. Confused, I ask him what he was talking about, and he showed me I had about 3 to 4 individual scratches down the center of my back. At that point, I knew my feelings I've had since I was a kid were more than I had thought. This has been so long, so I'm just going to jump to my next experience pretty quickly. It's late October, early November after the summer. We're staying at our own place now, which were renovated lofts, so I have no idea how old the building was. One random night, about 3 or so in the morning, I'm sleeping on the couch, and my buddy is on the other couch across the room. I get woken to what sounds like our coffee table being lifted by the corner, then dropped. It wakes both of us up. We brush it off and attempt to go back to sleep. As I'm laying there, our ceiling fan starts going different speeds, and the lights start dimming on and off. I have not had any experiences since, but I still have feelings when speaking about or visiting certain places. This one is a little different because I've never really heard anybody talk about like a feeling that they get in church, so I don't know if that means they are creeped out, but also the fact that they talk about Atchison, Kansas, well, I've always wanted to go there, and I've wanted to go to like the Sally House, and there's a few other places that I'd like to go and stay at, because I've heard that the whole town of Atchison basically is kind of like a haunted town, but that's besides the point. I just found this one really interesting, and the fact that like this person has had an experience there makes me want to go that much more. If you've been to Atchison, Kansas, and you've had an experience, let me know. I want to know like where I should go specifically and if it's actually worth the hype. But we're going to move on to story number 2.
This comes from idiot_cosplays_on Reddit.
There's this ghost girl who's been haunting my family for years now, and we see her out of the corner of our eyes from time to time. We think it's from our mom's miscarriage because that's when she started to appear, and we call her Chloe. So Chloe likes to prank us. One time, my uncle put his keys on top of our refrigerator because his nieces like to get into everything. He came back to the fridge to get them, but he couldn't find them, so he called my mom over to help look. She couldn't find them either, and they looked everywhere, and even asked the kids, but they couldn't find anything, so he just stayed and went to sleep. The next morning, they all checked the fridge, and the keys were there. They were right where he left them. Another time, it was his wallet. So that's kind of important. They looked everywhere again, and the next day they found it in the same spot. This happened many times, over and over again. One time, my uncle and I were talking and joking about how she liked to prank us, and randomly, an oven mitt fell off the counter when there is no wind or anything that could move it. This oven mitt was one of those with a bit of weight to it. It was rubber, so it couldn't have just been blown by air. I think she just wanted to scare us. So I don't know whether this one is really funny or heartbreaking. It's kind of all of them in one. I like the fact, though, that they're being pranked. I feel like maybe there's a reason that they're picking on the uncle specifically, or if maybe they're picking on everybody else. I'm not sure, but have any of you guys had any ghosts prank you? Because that's pretty darn funny, honestly. But as always, I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. And well, it's an odd world after all.
Oddballs, go follow us on It's an Odd World After All podcast on Instagram and Facebook. Also, give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. If you have a story you would like to share, email us at itsanoddworldafterall@gmail.com or message us on one of our social platforms. Don't forget to share us with your family and friends. And check out our website, itsanoddworldafterall.com.